sorry.
And Mr. Caballero, are you still on the line?
Yes, Your Honor, I'm
okay.
here.
Thank you for being so patient.
We're on the record. Good morning, I'm Melanie Rife, ALJ with the Utah Public Service Commission, and this is docket 14-223602. And in short, this particular docket involves a request for transfer of Windstream's customers to Talk America Services, LLC. Let's start with notices of appearance.
Good morning, I'm William Evans of Parsons, Bailey & Latimer, here for the joint applicants.
And Mr. Evans, do you wish to identify the caller?
Yes, thank you. On the line is Cesar Caballero from Windstream.
Mr. Jenner?
And I'm Justin Jenner, representing the Utah Division of Public Utilities. And with me is Ron Slusher, Utility Technical Consultant for the Utah Division of Public Utilities.
Welcome again, everyone. And Mr. Evans, back to you.
Thank you. We're here on the application of Windstream for permission from the Utah Public Service Commission to transfer residential customers from Windstream, the Windstream companies, to Talk America Services, LLC. We have filed an application for approval of transfer of customers along with an exhibit, which is the sample customer transfer notice. We would ask that Your Honor take administrative notice of the application and the exhibit at this point.
Any objection?
No objections from the division.
It is accepted.
Thank you. On the phone today is Cesar Caballero, who is serving as a witness for Windstream. And if it pleases Your Honor, we would call him now.
Mr. Caballero, good morning.
Morning.
And are you ready to testify again this morning?
Yes, Your Honor.
And would you please raise your right hand?
It is raised.
And do you swear to tell the truth during your testimony this morning?
I do.
Thank you very much, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Caballero. For the record, would you please state your name, your business address, and your position in the company?
Yes, my name is Cesar Caballero. My business address is 4001 North Rodney Perham Road, Little Rock, Arkansas, 72212, and I am Senior Regulatory Counsel for Windstream Corporation.
And have you reviewed the application of Windstream Holdings, Inc. and the related entities that has been filed in this docket?
Yes, I have.
Do you have knowledge of the contents presented in the application?
Yes, I do.
The verification attached to the application was signed by one John P. Fletcher, Executive Vice President, Secretary, and General Counsel to Windstream Holdings, Inc. Have you been designated and authorized by Windstream to serve as the witness for them for purposes of this hearing?
Yes.
And for the purposes of your testimony in this matter today, do you adopt as your own the statements made in Windstream's application?
Yes.
And are those statements true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Are there any changes or corrections that should be made to the application?
No.
Do you have a copy of the application in front of you?
Yes, I do.
If you will look at page 4, please, paragraph 7, it states that...
Okay, I'm there.
Windstream is planning an intra-corporate transaction, which is identified as the transaction, in which the business will be divided into two units, and that paragraph describes the transaction in which the customers will be transferred from existing Windstream companies to a newly formed entity designated as CSL. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Is Windstream asking the commission to approve the transfer of assets to CSL?
No. Windstream is not, because none of the assets that will be transferred from Windstream to CSL are physically located in the state of Utah, so we are not asking the commission to approve that part of the transaction.
As part of this transaction, is it the plan to set up a new competitive local exchange carrier to handle Windstream's residential telecommunications service in Utah?
Yes. We will be, as the application states, Talk America Services LLC will be the CLEC in the state providing service to Utah's residential customers. And Talk America Services has applied to the commission for a CPCN to provide those services in Utah.
And assuming the CPCN is granted, is it the plan to accomplish the transfer of residential customers to Talk America?
Yes.
Do you know whether there has been any opposition to Windstream's application to transfer customers to Talk America?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Can you describe, please, why you believe it would be in the public interest for the commission to approve the transfer of customers from Windstream to Talk America?
Yes. As an initial matter, let me say that the transfer of Windstream's residential customers will not have any impact on the current Windstream CLEC service obligations or tariffs as it relates to business customers. Windstream will continue to be the carrier of record for those customers, and we will continue to comply with all regulatory requirements. As it relates to the residential customers, the terms of service and rates will remain unchanged as a result of the transaction and as a result of the transfer. Any future rate changes will continue to be subject to the same rules and procedures as they are now. The transaction is meant to increase efficiencies, encourage innovation, and reduce cost of providing service to Utah's residential customers. The transfer of customers from the Windstream entities to Talk America will allow those customers to take advantage of those efficiencies while they continue to receive the same high-quality telecommunication services without interruption. In the end, the transfer is in the public interest because Talk America will be in a position to provide residential customers with better quality services at competitive prices.
Thank you. Mr. Caballero is now available for cross.
No questions for the division.
Thank you. Mr. Jetter?
Thank you. The division would like to call Ron Slusher.
Good morning, Mr. Slusher.
Morning.
Are you prepared to testify?
Yes.
And would you please raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony you will give this morning is the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Mr. Slusher, would you please state your name and occupation for the record?
My name is Ron Slusher, S-L-U-S-H-E-R, and I'm a utility technical consultant for the Division of Public Utilities.
Thank you. And Mr. Slusher, have you reviewed the application in this docket along with Exhibits A and B?
I have.
And after reviewing those, did you prepare a document that's titled Memorandum and dated October 23rd, 2014?
I did.
And is there anything in that memorandum that you would like to modify, edit, or update today?
No.
And does that remain the accurate recommendation of the division that recommends approval of this application?
Yes, it does.
At this time, I'd like to move to enter this into the record.
Any objection?
No objection.
So admitted.
Thank you. Do you believe that approval of the application to transfer these customers is just, reasonable, and in the public interest?
Yes.
And finally, are you aware of any opposition to the application to transfer these customers?
I have not seen or heard of any opposition.
Thank you. I have no further questions.
Thank you, Mr. Jetter. Any questions for Mr. Jetter's witness?
No questions. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. As the parties know, and actually, let me back up just one moment. It's always not as apparent when you're reading the transcript that what's true for us who can observe what's happening in the hearing room is obvious. But just for the record, is there anyone here who wishes to make a statement, who has not already done so, or any objection concerning the pending application. Hearing none, the commission will take this matter under advisement and notes for the parties that when a proposed transaction such as this is presented to the commission without opposition, the order approving the request will be issued. So if there's anything further, please let me know. Otherwise, this matter will be adjourned and an order will be forthcoming.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks. Thank you. Have a nice day.
You too.
Thank you for joining us, Mr. Caballero. Have a nice day.
Thank you, Your Honor.
We're off to record.